It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Yes, Stephen Stilton, Colson O'Connor joining us here in studio on The Lake Show. And I feel privileged and blessed to have him in studio with me right now, as opposed to being down the street at Target Center for OKC versus the Minnesota Timberwolves, as you see on the big screen here.
Yeah, big game tonight, though. For all the Wolves have been this year, they're going to rise to the occasion tonight, as opposed to losing to the Bucks. Last night.
How about that? That sucks.
I was there. That was a tough game.
You were there?
That was a horrible
game. No Dame, no Giannis, and they still lose. Yeah, that's embarrassing,
dude. I mean, it was
it's not good.
A shooting display that wouldn't have looked bad at the JCC.
Jalen Clark starting again.
I know. The rookies have looked good. The rookies, Shannon looked good last night. Boy, is he a... He is a man-child. But, you know, he's a year older. Think of that. A rookie is a year older than Anthony Edwards.
That is funny, man. Seriously, he's a year older than Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
How long he was in school.
I was actually, and there was a year he was out of school. I was talking to someone yesterday. I'm like, wow. Like, he was sitting next to Rob Dillingham. And Rob Dillingham looks like he's like the ball boy. He's so small. And yeah. Shannon looks like he's just, he's just NBA ready. And he played great last night. He was one of the bright spots of what was really not a good game.
Well, the guy that's bringing up the ball right now, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is the best player in the NBA right now.
You think
Oh,
he
he's the best player in the league right now. He's the MVP. There's no question in my mind.
I'll tell you, looking at a stat, someone sent me a stat. It was one of the most distressing stats. Anthony Edwards is 2-for-21 in shots to tie or take
the lead. Oh, you're talking about in the games, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to be better than that. He's a 40% three-point shooter, right? I get that putting the ball in his hands is the right thing to do, but you just can't keep missing those the way he has. And frankly, you can't put yourself in a situation against a shorthanded team like that. What's going to happen with this team this year, Henry?
They're not going anywhere. I mean, they're not. I said this. When did I say this, Chris? Was it 30 minutes ago or whatever, or an hour ago? The Minnesota Timberwolves are not a title contender.
Yeah, you said it about an hour ago.
They're not. I'm not going to cry, shed any tears. They're not a contender to win it. They're not. They'll be in the play-in or maybe the sixth seed. That's it. They're not advancing anything this year. It's not happening.
But who is the dominant team this year, right?
Dallas? OKC's coming out the West.
I don't know.
OKC's coming out the West, and they just got Chet Holmgren back.
Listen.
And they have the best player in the league right now.
But they're not battle tested, and I don't know if they're going to hold up in a 7-game series.
Who's going to beat them?
Denver.
Mm. No,
I think the Wolves.
No. That's your homerism kicking.
And you think no. I say?
I mean, come on now. The Minnesota Timbers are not beating OKC in a 7-game series. Stop it. When they have home court, no, that's not happening.
Listen.
No. I love my Wolves and all, but no.
The Wolves are one of the most schizophrenic teams in the NBA. And I mean, even look what they did last year in the playoffs, right? You know, against Dallas, what they lost every single home game and what? Won two on the road. I mean, it's we'll see what happens tonight.
When Julius Randle was back in the lineup, you're going to be like, oh, God. Anyway.
I want Dante back, and I want Conley back,
yeah.
Right? I mean, I was hoping they were going to move on from Randle prior to the
– It didn't happen.
My question is, why couldn't we have traded Jokic for Cat, right? I mean –
Who?
Get Luka Doncic, right? If they were going to trade Doncic for Davis, they clearly would have traded Doncic, Luka for Cat.
Mm. I don't think that's clearly.
He's 3 years younger?
I don't think it's clearly. But Anthony Davis is a different type. He's a different type of animal. Anthony Davis is more talented than Karl Anthony Towns is. Anthony Davis is more talented. He's a two-way player. Like he could be like the best defensive player in the league and then a top 5 offensive player. That's how talented he is. He's a Hall of Famer.
Cat's going to be a Hall of Famer too.
He is. They both are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and he's younger, and Davis is on the downside of his career. I mean, Cat arguably has 2, 3, 4 years and Cat doesn't bang as much as Davis, right? He's arguably going to play longer. I don't know if they don't make that trade.
Yeah, I don't think so. But let's get to something I wanted to talk to you about tonight, and it has to be a concern. And you are well connected, not just with agents. But also just knowing athletes throughout the years and your, you know, network of people. I'm concerned about professional sports athletes right now and their safety and security. And what I mean by that is we are seeing, and we've seen this over the course of the last 2 years, a network of criminal activity that is targeting athletes in their homes. They know when they're not home. They know when they have games or schedules. Some of this stuff isn't even involving games and being away. It involves them being at appearances. And they're targeting their homes. And it's a nationwide thing. From Joe Burrow in Cincinnati to Mike Conley here to Cat's home. It's scary because we talked about how many years ago was it? 15 years ago when Sean Taylor was killed in his home. That I'm concerned we're going to have another one of those if we don't crack into this network and arrest a bunch of these people.
Wow, Sean Taylor's name I had not heard in a long time. That was a Drew Rosenhaus client and a true tragedy. I mean that was one of those horrible situations. The University of Miami legend who could have been one of the greatest safeties in the NFL. I mean. Listen, any public figure who's got a schedule that is at least ascertainable is going to be open to risks, right? I mean, I think public figures in general, particularly ones that, you know, don't kind of accede to the spotlight as vociferously as others, I'm always a little concerned, right? Because, you know, particularly some of these athletes don't always understand, particularly early in their year, the impact of fame and how people will go after them positively and negatively, right? Like, you know, it was interesting. I was talking to one individual who had moved to the suburb who will remain nameless. And he was talking about how, people would knock on his house at all hours, right? And it was very difficult for him to ascertain whether someone was there to do harm or whether it was just a kid who heard that, you know, a Minnesota Viking had moved in next door, right?
Yep.
It was very scary for him and his fiance. I mean, you know, you don't know how to respond. These are situations where, you know, privacy almost has to be, you know, more enforced. I mean, these players need to protect their privacy, and, you know, do what they can to avoid, being public. But that's very difficult nowadays, right? I mean, so much information is available on the internet. You can pretty much find many celebrities' cell phones by Googling.
What advice would you give to a client, an athlete that's a client of yours, in terms of trying to protect themselves from situations like this?
I mean, it depends on who they are, right? I mean, I think kind of, you know, condo living makes sense for someone who's kind of traveling, right? Like, you know, live downtown in an apartment in a condominium where you've got, you know, kind of a controlled environment where people can, you know, control who's coming up and down, and you can't just be, tracked down, right? Like, you know, but that's a lot of them, particularly in Minnesota, you know, they come here, and, you know, Kevin Garnett was one of them. Mm-hmm. He just loved living in the suburbs, right? And you know, he infamously loved when the neighbor kids came over to shoot hoops at his house. He essentially had a basketball hoop that was open. The kids were welcome. And, I mean, part of that has value too. So, part of the problem with a free society is it comes with a certain amount of risks. And when you're elevated in that society, you're exposed to greater risks than you would be when you're just an ordinary citizen. So, you know, part of the really smart ones learn really early both the benefits and the downsides of fame and try to balance them out.
Yeah, I'm really concerned. I hope that something happens with them having a breakthrough with regards to catching people. But, man, this is some very scary, stuff. And it's happening all across the country. So it's not like it's centered in one state or in one part of the country. It's happening from coast to coast.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest concern to me looks like it sounds like it's some type of organized crime ring.
Yes.
And those sophisticated organized crime rings tend to be, frankly, the violence tends to be less random in some respects, but more forceful in others. So it's like, you know.
But like Mike Conley isn't doing anything to anyone. Like, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, no.
And he's being targeted. Like, what?
I mean, you know, it's interesting. But part of advice and a lot of just being a good neighbor. Like, I mean, in my neighborhood, which you know well, I mean, you know, it would be very hard for an organized crime ring. And my house actually was occupied by two athletes. It was originally built for Johan Santana. And it's funny, I had his financial advisor over to my house for dinner. And he was like, I've been in this house before. I'm like, yeah, it was Johan Santana's house. And then Al Jefferson. And speaking of that, we still occasionally have people knock on our door. Is Al here? Is Big Al here? He hasn't been in Minnesota for 7 years. But, you know, our neighbors are fairly reticent to anything unique, right? So, you know, and I'm sure Mike Connolly's that guy. So mm-hmm. It's like, you know, part of it is that, you know, your neighbors need to kind of keep track out for you, right? Yeah. If they see someone in your driveway that you wouldn't otherwise see, like, what's the deal there?
All right, let's take a break. Come back. I want to get into politics for a second, because we had some big news this morning with regards to Tina Smith. She's stepping away from the Senate and from politics. Well, she's not going to run again. Not stepping away. She's not going to run in 2026. Let's talk about that next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus, Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy.
If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you.
It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
All right, the news broke earlier today that Senator Tina Smith is not going to seek re-election in 2026. And to that one, Stephen Silton, your thoughts?
Well, it's open to floodgates. There are going to be a ton of candidates. I mean, this is the first truly open Senate seat we've had in a long time without kind of a clear favorite. And, you know, first I should say it's always, you know, not quite as fun talking politics without our friend Jeff Hayden in the studio. But it was a big political day. I mean, obviously Peggy Flanagan got out in front of that, and she's announced she's going to run. Tim Walz then indicated that he might be open to leaving the governor's mansion and running. Angie Craig, I think, would be an obvious choice. I think she would make an excellent candidate. You've got Ilhan Omar saying she's gonna run.
She would not win.
Yeah, God hope not. And you know, you're gonna see a bevy of others. It's gonna be a big. If Dean Phillips hadn't kind of rang the bell early against Joe Biden, even though he turned out, frankly, to be right. I think Dean would have been an odds-on favorite. I think, you know, and listen,
he was right, but the wrong messenger.
The wrong time.
Well, no, I don't think it was the wrong time. I thought that Dean Phillips, and I applauded him for coming out and saying what he said about Joe Biden and just saying, hey, man, look, we need somebody younger. I'm with all that. But I said this then, and I'll say it today. His mistake was Dean Phillips couldn't sell anybody on what his message was. You can't tell me Dean Phillips for president because Joe Biden's too old. We know Joe Biden's old. Tell me something beyond that. Like, that was his message, is Joe Biden's too old. I'm like, dude, you can't win just saying that.
Yeah, and saying that and then running, I think, was a little bit of a kind of a misstep. I mean, Dean and I know Dean personally, and he's a very principled individual, and he took his role in Congress incredibly seriously, worked incredibly hard.
I like Dean Phillips.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think he and frankly, it's a little bit sad. I think he would have made an excellent U.S. senator. I mean, maybe
we need people like Dean Phillips in service.
100%.
Yep.
And who knows? Maybe he'll run. Maybe he'll be able to mend some of the fences that he knocked over in kind of running the way he did. But there's going to be a whole bunch on the Republican side. I mean, you know, Royce White is going to run for sure. You know, you're probably going to see a bunch of other Republicans. Oh, did I miss something?
Yeah, you missed the dunk of the night. Anthony Edwards just dunked on the entire Oklahoma City Thunder team.
I'm telling you, Minnesota wins tonight. This is, you heard it here.
They're not a better team than OKC. That's not what I said. But they're not going anywhere. You asked me about what they could do this year. They can't. They're not going anywhere. And I stand by that. They're not going anywhere.
Listen, any team that has Anthony Edwards can make noise in a seven-game series.
Can't do it by itself.
And listen, you can say all you want about Edwards, and
they lost to the Bucks, and the Bucks' top two players.
I understand, but you know what? Here's Ant has that competitive spirit. He leaves it on the floor even when he's not playing well, and he's also 23 years old. I mean, listen, when did Jordan win his first championship? 27, 28?
Couldn't we say the same thing about Shea?
Yeah, but I mean, what is the deepest playoff run OKC has made with this team?
They just got this team. Like, all these guys are super young.
I understand, but that's my point. I don't think they're tested. I don't think Shea has proven that he's a top five player. Right?
Stop it!
I think, But I want. Let's get back to politics.
Yeah. You're embarrassing yourself.
Let's get
Shea
back Gildan to politics.
Shea Gildan-Alexander is the best player in the league right now. But
that
anyway.
That's a Hamilton line, right? Right. Let's get back to politics, yeah. Please. Right.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So
we got off on Dean. And again,
who do you think is the name out there that nobody's talking about today with regards to the Tina Smith situation? That's probably gonna. Name's going to come up.
Listen, you never know, right? I mean, you could see somebody who just got elected, even like a Kelly Morrison in the third, right, who's a doctor, who has some interesting bona fides, who's got her own kind of credibility, throw her hat into the ring, and you never know what's going to happen. I think Keith Ellison could run. I think Keith, you know, has worked really hard to build bridges – at the Attorney General's office, and he would be a potential compelling statewide candidate. I mean, frankly, if it's Angie and Governor Walz in the office, I think both of them are the two heavyweights, at least that we've seen so far.
All right, we got 3 minutes left here. I want to ask you specifically your thoughts. Ken Martin, chair of the DNC.
DNC, yeah. Minnesota, former head of the DFL,
yep.
Now won a national race, right?
Yep.
To become the head of the DNC. This is a bigger story locally. Frankly, if you turn on CNN, MSNBC, or even Fox.
They're not talking about it as much.
Yeah, they're talking about it. But
they're
locally,
talking about it, but they should be talking about it. I think
even
more.
Yeah. I mean, first off, Ken Martin is a homegrown Minnesota talent, right? With a sports connection. His father was a basketball coach. Ken Martin's father was, and, has kind of grown up in politics, ran our good friend's Buck Humphrey's campaign for Secretary of State.
Buck
was a part of Dayton's campaign for, governor. And as he said today, Dayton called him into his office. He's like, I'm going to get a big job at the governor's office. Instead, Dayton said, I'd like you to run the DFL. And Ken's like, that sounds horrible. But he reconsidered. His wife, Jenna O'Rourke, who's formidable, incredibly formidable in her own right, kind of convinced him to take the job. And look what he's done to the DFL party over the last 14 years. I mean, the DFL has been dominant. And frankly, for the most part, they've done it the right way by, you know, supporting the interest of all Minnesotans, not playing wedge issues. I mean, Ken's a true believer in old school Democratic politics. Then he ran a very contested race, won nationally. I think it's a huge story. I think Ken will do a spectacular job. I think it's going to be a thankless job, incredibly difficult. But if anyone can do it, I think he can.
I'm looking forward to it, man. I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
I think it'll be great. I mean, I think it'll be truly a Ken is a no BS kind of a guy.
Hey, real quick. So this is producing on the fly. I want to take it all the way up to the top. I'll take it all the way up to the 10 seconds. So let's move some stuff here. I do want to get to something very serious.
Okay.
Because I crush people that I don't like a lot, whether it is Donald Trump or whoever it may be. I do want to bring this up with you here in the room.
Uh-oh.
I want you to air out your feelings over 60 seconds. I get visibly ill and sick to my stomach when I hear the name Kanye West. And I just want your reaction to what has transpired with him over the course of the last week. To me, it's just more of the same.
Yeah, listen, I don't have it in my heart to hate him as much as I should. What I'm going to do is quote my good friend Van Jones, right, who has taken upon himself to continue to fight the battles between my community, the Jewish community, and the Black community, with frankly the most important alliance in some respects in U.S. history, and talk about, you know, all of the people who have fought against guys like Kanye, the Van Joneses, the Richie Torreses, the Hakeem Jeffries. I mean, listen, it's tragic. I'm sorry. I mean, it's also tragic.
It's upsetting, dude.
It's also tragic in that. And it's getting harder and harder to separate.
Conversations about Nazism and Hitler just it's to me, it's 2025 and it's unacceptable. I was at the grocery store today, and in the span of 2 minutes, I saw a guy with a MAGA hat on, and I heard another conversation by a checkout about Nazis.
I want a whole segment on this next time.
Okay, let's do it.
I want a whole segment because it's a deeper conversation. Not just going to get stuck on Kanye. We're going to talk about, go back to the civil rights movement, the start of the NAACP, Urban League. Let's do it. I'm in.
Next week?
Okay, let's make it happen.
Let's do it. Stephen Silton, Colson O'Connor.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks. And suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.